Como de venir a Roma. Es mucho por ellos. Solo
Oh.
Joseph Nicolosi is Pakistani, practices of the Bodhisattva. So last few weeks we talked about the practice number 8, 9, and 10. These are the first one is the practice of the Bodhisattva for the teaching and in practice of personal small capacity. And number 9 was the moderate capacity. And number 10 is the high capacity, which is the also must be the Bodhisattva motivation. And then the must be Bodhicitta, which is the Bodhisattva motivation. For bodhicitta. So not only just freeing oneself from the pain and suffering, which is the first practitioner, of course, now here is the deep core, the practice of the bodhisattva. You may wonder why it was not small capacity, but this one is the Suffering comes from the desire for the happiness of oneself. creamy Buddha quote arises from a mind that benefits others, therefore it changed particularly one's own happiness or the suffering of others. This is the practice of the Bodhisattva, which is the common practice. I try to take a lunch or what they give you, what I heard from this. So, namely, the common practice, taking and giving practice, which is the very, very popular in Buddhism. So before that, it's very important to understand why we should be practicing from them. You know, what is the really big deal practicing the long way. So, now here is the mention, the mention is the in this particular lama, his name is the Jazir Tobin Sampo, it's Tibetan lama, and his own experience, you know, he was saying all the pain and suffering really actually, you know, comes from the just benefiting oneself alone. So that means for us, if you check it, ourself, you know. So why we have been benefiting only ourself? Notion is to feel you know, happiness and peace. So main thing is just to be happy oneself, just to be peace. So that's why we really since beginning time until now, we do so many things just for only oneself, you know. So what do we, which is actually the only motivation that we do things only for oneself in order to feel happiness. But then if you really check it, matter of the fact is the other way, you know, it's other way. There is no happiness. There's no happiness, only pain and suffering. Because of this particular motivation is to mix with the ego and selfish mind. So that's why I couldn't find this particular verse in the Lama Chöpa. I have to check that. Pain and suffering arises from the selfish mind. Then all the good qualities in internal knowledge comes from the benefiting others. That means if you could benefit others, so your internal knowledge will be grow. That means insight knowledge will be grow. So that insight knowledge eventually brings happiness and peace. That means that happiness and peace caused by really helping others, not helping only oneself. But we have this misunderstanding, you know. We all do this misunderstanding, so that's why since beginning time until now, that we are helping only oneself. Very much this strong selfish mind, but we didn't realize we're supposed to be feeling happiness. And we're supposed to be gaining so many even knowledge because of that is the reason we really cherishing ourselves alone. But then after all, the truthfulness is totally the opposite. But then now we didn't realize until you hear the teachings like this from this particular Lama, Jazir Tobin Sampo was telling us, pointing us, just really directly to our forehead, our nose, you know. Then really, it's a realization, wow, it's true now. It's very true. Where is the happiness? As I mentioned last week, our happiness is very much temporary. It just comes, disappears very quickly. Sometimes even if you didn't notice, it's just gone, you know. It changes pain and suffering very quickly. But then why? So that's why we really need to do this meditation. Really, we need to think about it very seriously. Let's say, just look back to our past time, you know. Just check it out. How many times, or days, or months, or years, that we really did practice cherishing borders without thinking of, you know, the oneself. Just sometimes it's good to check it out, you know. So mostly not that much cherishing borders. Sometimes maybe we may have some mixing understanding, you know. Sometimes maybe we think that we were cherishing borders. If you carefully check it out, maybe not. Maybe motivation was very much mixed around. See? It's tricky, you know. Buddhism is the motivation. In Buddhism, motivation is very, very important. Motivation is the foundation for the level. It is foundation, actually, really. You know. Without the kind and good motivation, it's difficult to really practice, especially here is the Mahayana. Absolutely difficult. So that's why we sometimes, even though we do some practice, some meditations, if you carefully check it out, maybe we are holding something back oneself. See? Maybe that motivation is not bodhicitta. Absolutely not. So that's why we, even though our practitioners sometimes misunderstanding, misjudgment, mispractice, mismeditation. So this happens. Why? Because we don't really analyzing well. We are not applying rational analysis. We just do things in our things. Are we just surface here? Before I am a practitioner. I am Buddhist, I am this, I am that, but then mostly the really the not the exactly as we think, really. So that's why it is sometimes maybe it's very, very important to step and look back and check it out carefully our own mind, you know. So that's why your watchful mind is very important. Mental alertness is very, very important. We must need this shaping, really we call shaping, mental alertness. We must need this watchful mind that this watchful mind able to check the where is mind, you know, the direction of the mind. Is it the positive side or the negative side? You know, what was my motivation? Was my motivation bodhicitta or the selfish motivation? So these are the real practitioner. A practitioner is supposed to be analyzing, you know, like that. Not just hearing some teachings and just following some customs, some traditions, and some cultures, you know, like those protocols. No. The real practitioner is supposed to be analyzing inside, even though it may be not that much strong and only you can able to find it whether your motivation is pure or mixed around until you really sense the king and meditate. Otherwise, difficult. Because this monkey mind is very, very ready, easily jumps around here and here, very easily distracts. Very easily really feel, you know, on this irritations and the unpeace mind. Of course, they both can use the anger, hatred, hostility, very easy, jealousy, desire, attachment. So the truth is really, really important sometimes, even though just a few days or weeks, you know, then you will find it, you know, wow, I was making mistakes in the past. So which is the good that really you notice something, then the next time you should be taking care of all those mistaken things, fix it first. So that's when you can analyze it. Since beginner's time, or since in this lifetime, that's it, or past, you know, then until now, really check it. We need to check it out. Something that we did really with a pure motivation or not. Or maybe the, mostly the, that the, our motivation was the non-bodhicitta, or maybe the, something that really nasty motivation, you know, harming motivation, hurting motivation, or the criticizing, whatever it is, all this, you know, negativities. If something like that, we did it, or we read something like that, or maybe we may have taken the actions like that, but still there is opportunity to do this confession practice. There are confession practice, you can find things, you know, which is the view of the purification practice. How to find Buddha's purification practice, you can do that. Also, you can do Vajrasattva mantra, 100 syllable Vajrasattva mantra, you can do that. And the Sutra Sriyatapa, the Purimalai Sutra, you can read it. And you can do other meditations, mantras, and four forces of purification. There are many things we can do and really fix past those bad motivations. Then we now seriously take this practice. That's a beauty of Buddhism. There are many unique things one can do before making mistakes, of course. But if you fix it, don't make the same mistakes again. You know? So that's why the now this particular practice is the open practice, taking and giving practice, meaning is the taking other sentient beings suffering into you and giving them all your goodness, virtues, compassion, and love. So that's a, you know, traditionally taking and giving practice. Also, this one is also associated with the breathing meditation. When you breathe in, that means you are taking sentient beings suffering into you, color as a little dark and smoky color, considered as their suffering in pain, which is when you breathe in, you are taking in. When you breathe out, so you are now giving them your blessings, virtues, the compassion, and love, all your goodness, colored as a very fine white color. Traditionally, this is the taking and giving practice. also you can do this practice individually, you can do that. You know, first of all, let's say if you want to do this practice, the animal, then you can just concentrate the particular animal or the some groups of the animal, something that you can focus on it. Then you can do this practice when you breathe in, take that suffering into you, when you breathe out, give them all your virtues and compassion and love. Or if you like to do this practice through hungry ghost, same thing, or the hellhound, same thing. If you like to do this practice, individual hellhounds, there are many, many different hellhounds. If you look at the number, they keep you. The individual hellhounds suffering, and there are different hellhounds. 8 different hot hellhounds, and 8 different cold hellhounds, like that. So you see, we can also do this practice, the focusing the human beings, objects of the human beings, individual human beings, or the groups of the human beings, up to you. You see, make it comfortable. You can do that. Just give you, take it those who are human beings from each of you, when you bring out, give them your virtues, compassion and love, color as a very fine white color. How beautiful. So now, this is the traditionally the taking and giving practices like that. But I will give you other, maybe some people may be a little difficult, traditional one, the taking something into you or giving your good quality. Some people may be, oh, if I take people's suffering, I may suffer a lot. Because we are very much skeptical, you know. Generally speaking, you wouldn't suffer a lot. Your suffering will be decreases, not increases. But if you do have kinds of really darkness or the feeling, mental dissatisfaction, so then I will give you another one, easier one, you know. Build one huge field, like a huge football field. I think maybe the tens of 20 times or the 100 times bigger than that was football stadium. Just build it. Let's say if you are a doctor or if you are a nurse, just the example I'm giving you. Then we, first of all, bring the so many sick people in the field. Many different sick people. Just visualize and bring them in the field. However, now you are the only one doctor. It's a very difficult to have all the sick people, maybe some sick people, not the same other sickness, different sickness, heart problems, kidney problems, stomach problems, joint problems. But then you are the only one doctor. You may feel how I can help so many people. I am only one doctor, so that you can manifest yourself. Many different doctors. And help those sick people, you know. Then cure them, take their suffering, give them your virtues, blessings, compassion, and love. So cure them. That's when you're curing them. That means you are really being helping them. Because you are giving your virtues, you are giving love and compassion. Same as if you are a nurse, same thing, you can do that. If you are a chef or cook, same thing, you can invite many, many hungry people, hungry animals in that field, you know, give them food, different food. You can manifest many, many chefs or the cooks, so they cook for them. And then after sometimes those hungry sentient beings will really free from their hunger. So that means say this is the another way you can use dominant factors. Up to you, which one is the easier for you. Generally speaking, you know, everything is good. Also, if you are a real doctor and nurses, you sometimes do some volunteer. Not only waiting monthly check. Do something as a volunteer. Go like a doctor without border. Like that. Just help people. If somebody needs some, you know, the eyeglasses, give them and help their eyes. Or somebody need to fix their teeth or tooth. Help them. Whatever you can, like a doctor without border, which is a wonderful thing to do. Or also you can be volunteer where there is some earthquake or where there are some hurricanes. Cyclone, things like that. People need help. Go there, do some volunteer also. See? That's a very much not only just you are meditating. Actually, you are going there and helping, you are taking the action. That's a wonderful thing to do. Even though it can be a few people, that's fine. You know, helping, you are helping even though a few people, that's fine. But you are helping this purely, physically, mentally, verbally, you are really there. Who are sentient beings, you are helping them. That's a wonderful thing to do. My understanding is in Australia, many those areas outside, you know, Canada Island and here, those fire departments are not for the government, they just volunteer, unbelievable. Something like that, volunteer, you know, even the fire, I really very much respect fire department. I'm sorry to say that more than policemen in the United States. I really do. Policemen, I'm not sure. Yeah, really, I'm not sure. Absolutely. I don't want you in Australia. I'm talking in the United States. My experience and what I hear, it's a very difficult job. It's very difficult, you know. But fire department is me. My own experience. I really respect. One time, I don't know what happened in my apartment, there are almost 600, 700 people. I don't know what happened, how long it went on, not my apartment, for the world. And nobody's calling fire department, I just call 911, you know. And they say, what happened? Oh, there's a problem. Oh, what's your, you have to give your name. I give my name and my address. After 5-10 minutes, just right on the front of my apartment, which somewhere here, I am not. Just all of it. And he, this man came to me and he took my this ID card, they needed this one. And he fixed everything. And he came back to me and said, no, no, this is just the because of the it was a little thunderstorm, you know. So I didn't don't worry, everything's good, you can go back. So nice, yeah, very nice. So I give him every year a little donation, you know, just my own appreciation, small donation. So now I hear here you have this volunteer fire department. Unbelievable. That's a wonderful. Now I caught it. Andrew was telling me, my driver is coming from the Canada Island. Not a risk. Stayed for the city government. They tried to bring those volunteers to the government. Something like that. They didn't want many volunteers to do this volunteer. Now government tried to take over. I think Brisbane, okay, I'm not sure, not in evidence. You can check it out on the news. Something is not so right. Something is not government trying to do. I don't know. Why? That there are something is government, that part of the government, not Adelaide. Okay? So I don't think Adelaide is to worry yet. But who knows, the next time we must go and stand up. You know? point is, it's a fire to find the judge. It's very difficult. David, he put down the fire. It's a very, very serious job. It's so kind. And there are a lot of them in the United States. So that means, my point is, they must have really good motivation, pure motivation. They knew Adelaide and Australia get Bush father in Campbell Island. Remember, this is so one man, it's not wrong. Everything is dark. But this side is everything is green. Very strange. The other side is everything is green. Maybe because of this still body, you know? But on the bright side is everything is high. Wrong. Don't bring a trap like that. Anyway, the Doctor Without Border, or if you can, anything you know to be a doctor, you know to be a nurse. Let's say, I did say this before, even the Buddha house, there are many volunteers. They clean, they go, they set up new things, and they do water work often, some they do so many things. It's not easy to set up a center. Very difficult. Why they do? Not only just them to feel happy or they have so much time because they did it, because they have this pure motivation to help other sentient beings who comes here. We all can come here, do these teachings. I can teach, you can come and listen, you can come here and meditate. That's why the Buddha House volunteer, they volunteer to really help other sentient beings. Buddha House students, their volunteer, their motivation is bodhicitta. That's wonderful. How many people can come here? It's unbelievable. Volunteer for organization like this. It's great. Because here is we do only the teachers. I don't know if you are a volunteer, you will be tender. I don't know. That's a really good idea. I'm talking about modern tender. Because movie is mostly violence. You volunteer people to come to see violence movie, that's not good, isn't it? My point of view is not good. But here, volunteer is people can come here, visit the teaching, the center can really sustain for the meaning and the rest of the look at it, such a beautiful. It's called everything. I mean, that's when the student of the house, they did a great job. It's a very great respect, you know. So that's why the things like that, although they are not sitting here and just sending their virtues like these, but they do this volunteer physically, verbally, mentally, so they actually they are really taking your suffering into them. They put this effort and heart work, really. They give you really love and compassion, unconditionally, actually. You know? I mean, what I'm saying is a really pure mind, from a pure mind, absolutely. There's not any thinking back of reward from you. I don't think anyone in the house volunteer asks you, oh, you must pay me because I am doing so many things here. I don't think so. They're just keeping. They're just doing. That's great. Okay? So that's why you can do that too. Even though it could be one day or could be in just a few hours. Doesn't matter. Just do it. So that's why this formal practice is very, very, very important to do this formal practice or something just meditating. Also, I found it in Canada, I find many people for education because they have not enough money. But that's why this did not stop there, you know, because they need some religion. You can also go there and be a few years and read some constructions, maybe two of them, you know. They have not enough money. But it was beautiful. Stupa is such a wonderful stupa. Under the stupa, beautiful compound and lake, two lakes. And now they are building new, big money. This money prayer, big one. They already built the house, but not yet the prayer building. But they do have small prayer rooms. You can, you know, just go up the stupa, look like a small. I miss monastery, not in the seventh monastery, we don't have that. In the city, in the small monastery, they have this small prayer. Who would like? Really, they put so much effort. Absolutely. So now they have many volunteers. Really? Constructions. Anything that you can able to do, whatever you can, that's fine. You know? How beautiful. One day, that's going to be wonderful, you know. Of course, already beautiful. Stupa is big in our enlightenment, stupa, Chanjuchari. And then and that under this stupa is the Gompa, to prayers, meditations, meditation inside that Gompa. And they have so many other houses, pretty house. Now they are building. One year, so many people come here and they can really do some meditations. They can really get many blessings from you. It's possible in future, you know. So then now who was the causing all these beautiful things? People who volunteer, people who contribute anything that they can. So they are the ones who really causing. Future people, they can go here and get teachings and meditations and retreat. So it's many blessings, or maybe just some little happiness also, you know. Who was causing? People who are going to it. This people who are people who are really in traditions. These people are very awesome. Such a wonderful. So see, there are many ways you can do this open practice. Main thing is this our monkey mind. Usually our, you know, what we do, cherish mostly only oneself. Now say other way, opposite side. Now we need to do more cherishing others. So, orientation of this state of mind, cherishing oneself and neglecting others. This will immediately change. So the non-common factors will help you to change that. However, when you do this practice, it's very important that you need to understand the people's and animals, other beings suffering and pain. First of all, when you feel pain and suffering, how do you feel about it? But now you need to think about the other people's pain and suffering, animals' pain and suffering. Sometimes their pain and suffering is much, much worse than our pain and suffering. Also, some people may think, why I need to do this practice, other sentient beings? Why I need to think about other sentient beings? Because other sentient beings are very, very important in our life. From this point of view, they are called mother sentient beings, you know? We wouldn't survive without other sentient beings' kindness. Even though we would have all the scrolls and books without all the sentient beings suffering, so many Mexican people, undocumented people now, Donald Trump was, you know, sending back to Mexico. Yeah. So my understanding is the meat farmers comes work in the United States, they comes from the most from Mexico. What will be then is stopped. Then the United States people will be happy. Vegetables. I think vegetables price already went high now. I think this happened before. People didn't eat when Mr. Bush was president at the time, not Obama. When I came to the United States, same year, Mr. Bush became president. You know? After a few years, tomato price went high, and I was asking why is more than almost 15 and 20 cents more than before. It's too much. All because of me, because undocumented people, now they're not allowed to come to work in the United States. So many rumors like that. But now, today I saw the news, many people are sending back to Mexico and other northern countries. It's sad, isn't it? Very sad. Such a hatred. I don't know really what really happened. But those farms are so important. One side scientist was saying, eat vegetable, eat vegetable, eat vegetable, and what would be if there's no vegetable? What would we do? Just think of it here in Adelaide. There's no vegetable, if there's no farmer, no vegetables. No vegetable, you cannot eat vegetables, even if you eat only other food. So if you look at it that way, all over sentient beings, one way or another, they really contribute so much in our life. Or some people may say, yeah, that makes sense, Kishana. Yes, those are okay. But what about the why I need to do this practice towards animals? Some people may say that, yes, that's another thing we need to practice. Because animals, the only one can really harm you and hurt you, so that it's a great opportunity that you can develop this patience, tolerance, forgiveness. Actually, they are really helping you when they are harming you if you are Maya practitioner. If you are Maya practitioner, you're supposed to ask me, harm me. I would like to practice patience and tolerance and forgiveness. And practice of patience is really one of the best practices that any other practice. So which is really only you can do from the analysis. You cannot practice this to Buddha, from the Buddha or the disciple. No. So now look at it. If you look at it that way, there is no sense in beings that is not really in kind of you. Every sense in beings really contributes so much in our life. So therefore, again, now we need to do this today, their kindness, doing this tone, at least with this tone and practice, you know, taking the practice. So that's why we need this, the book. The master was saying this particular practice is the very that the only you can able to achieve cherishing others. Cherishing oneself is the only kindness of only you recommend Lord again. Cherishing others is the only that Buddha's path. Okay? Now the number 20, 12, practice of the Buddha Sutta is the patience of failing. Whoever steals our wealth or lets others steal it, may we dedicate to him our wealth, body, and merit. This is the practice of the Bodhisattva. So, cases of failure. If you fail, somebody steals something from you, your wealth, or getting something with belongings, say, just years later, something like this happened. What we were going to do, we may go to the police and we, apply the what or something. And then if we may be named in the whole court, I don't know, maybe there are many processes. People learn, people get angry, and people plan, or maybe he needs it, or maybe she did, or maybe they did this and that. So, very difficult to find. So now this one is saying, if you are lying in practitioner, just give up. Don't do nothing. Do nothing. Just dedicate. Here is the, I couldn't put down on here because of, I just can't let my yesterday. Today I was very tired. Talking, you know. So what I have here, this particular lama himself, the Jasetomen Sangho, actually, he met this particular verse because of he was one time robbed. Yes, he was one time robbed. Here is the Jasetomen Sangho was robbed of all his positions while being ruled for Sakya. He was walking on the road to a Sakya monastery. Then the thief came and the robber came and robbed all his positions. And he requested the thieving robbers to stop for a moment. Seeing him looking so calm and relaxed, unlike most people who have just robbed, they stopped in their tracks and he approached them. Please wait a moment, he asked the robber. Just now, when you took my belongings, I did not get the chance to dedicate them. He didn't get the chance to dedicate them. That's why he was asking the robber, please wait. I didn't get the chance to dedicate them. Now I would like to do the dedication. Having said this, he dedicated his belongings to the robbers, and then he said to them, if you follow this route, you will pass by my patron who lives in the valley, and he will recognize these things as mine, so you would better not to go this way. Instead, follow that narrow wooden path. And he showed them the same path. He is known to have actually done this and thus put the words of his text into practice. So, my practitioner has been to do it. So, instead of calling the police or getting angry, say, dedicate, just dedicate. Actually, we can do, but maybe if you are very much tired, maybe yes, but immediately, maybe difficult. Immediately, maybe difficult. Sometimes, maybe mix or motivation can be mixed. I have some experience. Immediately, dedicating that somebody robbed you, it's difficult. I'm honest with you. Because I read this before many times. But after some time, if you don't dedicate it, problem is the non-doubtness of he stole or she did. See, your mind is like this. That's why the best thing is the evolve. However, non-human being, maybe not exactly like this, was trying to find back, let's say, we are individual, selfish mind, you know, just trying it without getting angry, just trying to be calm, to try to get back, try it. After trying a few times, you couldn't get back your non-beings, then I think try to let go is the best. Otherwise, here, problem, mentally, then you will be so much doubt, and sometimes you could be doubt for your children, or your husband, or wife, or maybe someone is a little kind for you. Or maybe he came before I was here. See, the mind is pretty crazy. So that's why maybe you can never give up second time. Beginning is difficult. This happened to me in 1988, when I was coming from there. Excuse me, coming from Kathmandu for Sikkim, my bus, one night bus, I was told not to go home, wear mom's dress, but then I did, you know, I did wear mom's dress. Then I was approached the border, and the some policeman came and they said, come home from the bus. But this is border of India, and Nepal. Then they say we got some call from some border Nepali police that you have so many things, important things, like almost like I'm smuggled, unbelievable, very important things. I'm nothing, just this bag, this one and one. And there are some gift for my sisters, maybe just little bit, you know, not that much. I have some money in my yellow. That's it, that's money I have. Oh, no, no, you have few, how you say, this, few huge bags from the important things from Nepal to India to sell or do some smoker things, you know, like that. I said, they keep me there for many hours. I was so tired. And after I was saying, please take it. Now whatever I had, all my money, all my bag, let me go. Because I was kidding. Now I was tired, you know. But no, 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 we don't want these things. We don't want your yellow pack. We want those things. I don't know. I wasn't there. Because what happened was there, after there, received another call, and then they let him go because they want fake monk. But that is fake monk. Monk dress, shape. I think they do this, some maybe drugs they are getting from Nepal and selling in India. You know? I was very wrong time there. My karma was. But at the time, I really didn't get him. Just take it now, please let me go. But that's a little different. I was tired. Still, they might steal from you. They do get so bad, unfortunately. You know, point is, sometimes things like that happen. Maybe we can be able to mitigate. But this Lama is totally different. He, Robert Kane, was robbed, and he wasn't getting angry at all. He was calm and peace. Even though he was asking them, can they stop? Can they stop? And then when they stop, and all, I couldn't dedicate. I couldn't dedicate, you know, you. So that's why he dedicated. And even though he was telling them not to go this way, because of this is the, you know, the people know that he stole things from me, that he would go another way. He was actually sharing them the nice way that they can never take up all these things. But I don't know. Yeah, so point is, I am a practitioner, sufficiently maybe to do that up to you. So it's difficult for us, you know. And the so that's a practice of the disciple. The next one is the practice of experiencing suffering. Although innocent of any offense, even if someone tells you to kill me, I must by the power of compassion take upon myself order the sin of that person. This is the practice of the Bodhisattva. So that's a saying to give up, even though someone tried to kill you, someone, you know. So I think few of this kind of practice is the real ordinary people difficult to do. Only the Bodhisattva can do. But at least we can do similar like this, you know, just the really get out from there. Although innocent of any offense, even if someone threatens to kill me, I must, by the power of compassion, check upon myself all the sin of that person. This is the practice of the Bodhisattva. With the compassion, just saying, do this online practice with this, you know, the that people who try to kill you or treat you. So this is a very, very tough, it's very difficult, you know. But at least we try to really do something, get off from without really losing our mind. Get out from that position. At least we can do that. The next one is the patience, unpleasant for the land. You are practicing patience, something is very unpleasant, something in all unpleasant land. Okay? Then there is the case of someone that slanders me, spreads unpleasant stories about me throughout the length and the breath of the world, but I out of a loving mind must praise these qualities in return. This is the practice of the Bodhisattva. So this is exactly the kinds of people that really actually be helping us to practice patience. Difficult, but if you really think about seriously, actually it does. Really it does. But in the right way, difficult right away for non-people like us. However, at the second moment, then we can have a forgave hand then. Thank you. At least, yes, that you made me a little very upset or on his knee. However, but now really, you have given me opportunity to practice patience and tolerance and forgiveness, which is the Santidharma mentioned. Patience is the one of the greatest virtues than any other virtues, which is the you are the one who helped me to do this practice. You are my guru. So now the next one is the patience of course. Though someone may derive and speak bad words about you in a public gathering, looking on him as a spiritual teacher, bow to him with respect, this is the practice that is the same thing. You know. So this sometimes things like that happens. So someone may derive and speak bad words about you in a public gathering, crowded with many people, looking on him as a spiritual teacher. So your side is needed. Instead of getting angry, think about these people. That person is my teacher. He really taught me how to practice patience. Greatest teacher, you know, so almost modern Buddha, because of the, you cannot, you know, really practice patience from the Buddha, because Buddha is Buddha, but this person is really giving you opportunity to practice patience. If you look at it that way, so it is really the spiritual teacher, bow to him with respect. This is the practice of Bodhisattva. That's it. Now, deep breath. four questions and answer. Now I find these words from the Lamachara book. That's a Tibetan. LC 94. Since cherishing myself is the doorway to all torment, while cherishing my mothers is the foundation of all that is good, I seek your blessings to make my core practice the yoga of exchanging self for others. So that is the meditation. There are two different ways one can generate the bodhicitta. One is the called exchange self and others. Yoga, here is the yoga of exchanging self for others, which is the, as I mentioned before, changing self for others doesn't mean that my Lord, strong bodies are your words, mine. We are not talking about that. This is the orientation of the first step of the mind, which are usually we cherish ourselves, neglecting the others. So that one is my usual place, neglecting yourself, cherishing others. So that's the meaning of the yoga of exchanging self for others. Okay? Then now another Lama Chapa is the Rani Jerji, which only the Vidyutta Marjit. I don't want to see it. Sometimes I like to say it's what I memorize. It's good for me. Although that's only a reading book, you know. But I mean, the first one is I need to read. Yes. Rani Jerji, which only the Vidyutta Marjit, which you don't learn. We are learning the other candles, which are there. Tavachi and the Jutta Marjit, monastery. Here is this germinating disease of cherishing myself, translation, very strong. This germinating disease of cherishing myself is the cause giving rise to my unsought suffering. Perceiving this, I seek your blessings to blend the bondage and destroy the monstrous demon of selflessness, selfishness, sorry. So selfish mind is like a monster or a demon. So we are seeking blessings from the Buddha, the Dalai Lama, so is your guru, to destroy the monstrous demon of selfishness. So that means the selfishness is really great. Demon or the enemy or the nasty conception or the mind. However, we need a little selfish mind. Yes, little. Sometimes people may misunderstand. We need a little selfish mind. For example, that we are seeking to achieve enlightenment. That's not a bad one, you know. So don't misunderstand. Buddhism is not denying me, don't help oneself. Buddhism do say, help yourself first, then help others. So now here is the motivation, is the tricky. Motivation is the that we are not really raising motivation to help first ourselves and then others. Motivation is the we are raising motivation to help other sentient beings. So that's why first I really want to achieve enlightenment. Different. First, raising motivation to help other sentient beings. Because if you don't generate bodhicitta, then you wouldn't achieve enlightenment. If you wouldn't achieve enlightenment, then you cannot help sentient beings that much. So that's why the Shakyamuni Buddha himself once being generated to Bodhicitta, then infinitely and gradually will be able to be enlightened. So the mother will be, since now, particular, this has an example of this particular Buddha, which is the Shakyamuni, that the almost 2,550 creatures before, then the all this times that he helped almost like a countless centuries, continually helping them through his teachings. So that's why becoming Buddha is very important. Okay, but in order to become Buddha, we need this selfish mind, because otherwise, how can we become Buddha? You know. But this one is the Buddha we are talking about. It. So you see, also you need to take care of yourself. You need to take care of your health. You need to take care of your body. You need to take care of your own monkey mind. You're not selfish. If you don't take care of yourself, how can you help others? Just know. If you say, I try to take care of myself, I do. I have a selfish mind. Not only just the I'm doing, taking care, eating good food, not to eat with great meats. Why I'm doing that one? Not only just the need to have good health for the long life. Much as I have good health and a long life, I want to serve sentient beings. So that's why we, many sentient beings, they are dependent on me, so my long life, my healthy life is important. Those need sentient beings. Look at the Dalai Lama does exercise every day. Why did Dalai Lama do that? Because Dalai Lama wanted to be good health. That's why he already mentioned he may live until 9300 years. Then until he will probably continue to suffer age of 93 or whatever he said, he will continue to serve sentient beings. He is not eating too. Still he is traveling around the world. Recently he went to this border of the Tibet and India, Arunachal Pradesh, Taiwan. So many controversy now. China was so angry. He saw this news. See? And he traveled by car, because of the helicopter couldn't take off. It was bad weather, and he was nearly seeking the Assam, Fossiland Assam. It was so beautiful. I almost cried. He met one old army guard. When the Dalai Lama was just came out from the Tibet, that border, this army was a young man. They are the ones who guided him until the Dalai Lama gets in the Salon of Reverence. Now he met this. Now he's not old. The Dalai Lama, how can you put it together? You know, now we all are old. So cute, short man, you know, and I always cry, such a, you know, wonderful, and the Dalai Lama was so dearly hugging, and just like this almost like my friend, you know, and he was saying, this man and some of the other men, some of them already died, they helped the Dalai Lama from bringing to India and border, because he needed this help. So from the Assam, now he need to fly helicopter to Taiwan. That is the place he was supposed to be doing so many, which is actually finished now. But the helicopter couldn't take off because of the weather was so bad. Because nowadays, India is the monsoon time, you know? So much cloudy here. They keep, sometimes you cannot see it. So that's why he waited one day. Next day, same thing. But now China is like, the Lama says, I will go by car. 8 or 9 hours in the mountain. Yes, he did it. It was okay. And then he arrived in Taiwan, so I didn't know how big. He took so many teachings and initiations in my speech. I still find it. No Chinese people comment. Unfortunately,
Friends of the family, just like they've been the two suicides of the old men, and this friend has been given the photos of the two young men on the funeral. She didn't know that funeral, she was given photos of the funeral. And she said that, you know, as much as she feels quite sorry for these two young men, she can't.
Now I grow, I was asking, where's my father's picture? I don't have it. No. Then when I was 20 or 21 years old, someone told me, if you really want your father's picture, I said, yes, you can go ahead and put the police for myself. That's it, you want your father. I don't know my father. Yes, actually, I don't know. But I do have the one. Picture, there is a small see them in their attachment grows. Grieving attachment comfort grows. So that's why I mean all the fashion. I don't know what the body would develop, but all this problem being about bodily interest in the different parts, they cut it and they just stress that they grow. Even though sometimes they grow, they do that. Even though my mother changed my name also. My name was Sri Dorji when I was young. My father's name is Sri Dorji, same name. So one of my father first family, if she calls me Sri Dorji, Sri Dorji, that reminds her my father. So then she changed and my name became Kuncho Kya. That's it. She changed. Otherwise, Sri Dorji, my name, real name was like that. I think for me, you see, that's all that she can do. She can just leave or she can just hide somewhere. But she said she didn't want to be. Again, sometimes she wants to see it. That's not me. So that's she was asking me to, it's okay to put inside the tree. Inside the tree. I think so. For me, if she really wanted to rip out, I think go to the partner, but I think she didn't want it.
If she said to me, it's actually
like he's
so unhappy.
Exactly, that's a point. She was trying to practice. Actually, she started to practice not to grieve. If she keeps that pictures with her, she may have to let go. That's why she was trying to put pictures on the tree. But still, she's holding back a little bit. But then if she can read out the picture, maybe just ask her if you can, just if she can, she can meet me, I can talk to her. You know, just she can contact me, give me an appointment, then we can go to, I can give her some of my mother's story, maybe she may get something from here, I don't know. Maybe that's maybe that. Okay? Anyone, any questions? I was in the Kangaroo Island retreat for 5 days. I didn't see kangaroo at all. Only I saw kangaroo after coming from the ferry boat, and we are coming towards Adelaide. And on the road, I saw two kangaroo. Yeah, on the side of the Kangaroo Island, North Kangaroo Island. No, I saw person. Yes, I am walking. I was walking from my meeting house to the temple on the road. Much as I go, I just when she comes back, it goes like that. Yeah, it is strange. It is just like only person I saw. Then the oh yes, huntsman. I didn't know after I they told me it's not harm. It's not harm. Inside my house, huge. Because I had this problem from the spider. I had problem from the spider, very, very tiny spider. But now I saw a big one there and I said, this is absolutely my nightmare. And I was in go-go, choo-choo, go-go. I had one power like this. This guy actually came to the power button. I went to the outside. I just pulled. She jumped from my shoe. I said, okay, that's it now. And then, what can I do now? I went to the outside like this. project like that. I think what's difficult is getting my children. If they come here 1 hour, 1.5 hours. Then the doctor says, you just think about something is eating some animal. I said, no, animal. Then I was saying, oh, even this morning I was playing the screen. Of that screen, that I did like this, this is my hand like this. It was body sensitive, like this. After me, screen was broke, something got sharp over me. I think it was the next day I checked with the magnifying glass like this. Small, small, tiny spider, white color. Be careful, I don't know here. Very tiny. Only you can see the mark of this by magnifying glass. Very, very tiny, tiny white color. That one is the place. And now I cannot kill it. And I asked the director, okay, you got to come and do something with this. They knew this one is not good. The invited someone, of course, to kill it. I need some prayers. Right now, I have a lot of small things, one side of my screen. And they check all of my screen to make sure there's nothing else. Very, very tiny white one. But now, this big one is inside. Oh, I'm scared. That's only two animals. Possum and this. No, no, general. Sometimes I do say to you. You know, yesterday there is a disorder here. I have to see it. You know? But there, are still things. There are many kangaroos. Yes, there are many kangaroos down here. There is a kitchen. Kitchen is very far away. Yeah. I think next time, go to go to the trip in Kangaroo Island. It's beautiful. They want them to be in these 2 days. You know? Luxury. Houses are here and today it's not cash, you know. I was thinking, maybe not exactly the cash, maybe even something small. It's just the bottom is here, hot water is here, and fire. If you want to warm in the winter, there's a wood here, you can put the fire. Kitchen is here, bedding is here. So that's right. I mean, it's a really, really wonderful. I mean, inside there's one small room you can do in the meditation, outside one you can still perfect. I remember what's very portable, one person, absolutely no problem. Yeah. And also from my pretty house, you can see the ocean outside. Yes. Oh yeah, I saw so many ants. That they carry so many ants. Not this one. That's another thing.
Krishna, can we say that it's auspicious that there's a despite dimension? What's the name of the story? Huntsman. The Narrenjeri tribe, the Aboriginal Narrenjeri tribe, I think Kangaroo Island is still Ghana, but it's on the border of Narrenjeri.
Mm-hmm.
And they intermixed and intermarried. And the huntsman is said to be
that's a good experience. I told you was telling me, he said, there are some snakes. They were told me, I am very not good for snakes. I'm so careful, you know. I pray snake, I love snake because they sent me things, but not to welcome my house because I have experienced snakes also in my house in the monastery. I mentioned this before. Snake was eating bread and blood coming on my face. Yes, it was. It was over. So I was so lucky that I saw that one. Otherwise, if I said it, that comes down, I will go. You know, since then, snake Shalom, shalom, shalom.